That was the worst part by far, those few minutes trying to get up onto the freeway. I had to go in between the cars. My ankle wouldn't let me get on top of them. These rotting hands would reach out for me, grabbing my flight suit or my wrist. Every headshot cost me seconds that I didn't have. The steep incline was already slowing me down. My ankle was throbbing, my lungs were aching, and the swarm was now gaining on me fast. If it hadn't been for Metz. She was shouting at me the whole time, "Move your ass, you fucking bitch!" She was getting pretty raw by then. "Don't you dare quit! Don't you dare crap out on me!" She never let up, never gave me an inch. "What are you, some weak little victim?" At that point, I thought I was. I knew I could never make it. The exhaustion, the pain more than anything, I think. The anger at fucking up so badly. I actually considered turning my pistol around, wanting to punish myself for, you know. And then Metz really hit me. "What are you?" she roared. "Your fucking mother?" That did it. I hauled ass right up onto the interstate. "Okay, I made it," I reported to Metz. "Now what the fuck do I do?" Her voice suddenly got very soft. She told me to look up. A black dot was heading at me from out of the morning sun. It was following the freeway and grew very quickly into the form of a UH-60. I let out a whoop and popped my signal flare. The first thing I saw when they winched me aboard was that it was a civilian chopper, not government search and rescue. The crew chief was a big Cajun with a thick goatee and wraparound sunglasses. "Where the hell you come from?" he asked. Sorry if I butchered the accent. I almost cried and punched him in his thigh-sized bicep. "You guys work fast," I said. He shot me a look like I didn't know what I was talking about. It turned out later that this wasn't the rescue team, but just a routine air shuttle between Baton Rouge and Lafayette. I didn't know at that moment, and I didn't care. I reported to Metz that I got my pickup, that I was safe. I thanked her for everything she'd done for me, and so I wouldn't really start bawling, I tried to cover with a joke about finally getting that episode of The View. I never got a response. She was a hell of a woman.
You said you had your suspicions by this point.
No civilian, even a veteran skywatcher, could know so much about what goes into wearing those wings. She was just too savvy, too informed. The kind of baseline knowledge of someone who had to have gone through it herself.
So she was a pilot?
Definitely. Not Air Force. I would have known her. But maybe a squid or a jarhead? They'd lost as many pilots as the Air Force on resupply hops like mine, and 8 out of 10 were never accounted for. I'm sure that she must have run into a situation like mine, had to ditch, lost her crew, maybe even blamed herself for it like me. Somehow, she managed to find that cabin and spent the rest of the war as one kick-ass skywatcher.
That makes sense.
Doesn't it?
There's an awkward pause. I search her face, waiting for more.
What?
They never found her.
No.
Or the cabin.
No.
And Honolulu never had any record of a skywatcher with the call sign Metz fan.
You've done your homework.
Well,
You probably also read my after-action report, right?
Yes.
And the psych evaluation they tacked on after my official debriefing?
Well,
it's bullshit, okay? So what if everything she told me was information I'd already been briefed on? So what if the psych team claim my radio was knocked out before I hit the mud? And so the fuck what if Metz is short for Metis, the mother of Athena, the Greek goddess with the stormy gray eyes? Ah, the shrinks had a ball with that one, especially when they discovered that my mother grew up in the Bronx.
And that remark she made about your mother?
Who the hell doesn't have mother issues? If Metz was a pilot, she was by nature a gambler. She knew she had a good chance of scoring a hit with Mom. She knew the risk, took her shot. Look, if they thought I'd cracked up, why didn't I lose my flight status? Why did they let me have this job? Maybe she wasn't a pilot herself. Maybe she was married to one. Maybe she wanted to be one but never made it as far as I did. Maybe she was just a scared, lonely voice that did what she could to help another scared, lonely voice from ending up like her. Who cares who she was or is? She was there when I needed her. And for the rest of my life, she'll always be with me.